dive right in. I'm here with Marcus Miller. Easy enough name.
Yeah, no, that's it.
And we're here at PRI in London. So just to start off, how has the merger gone?
So it's a very good question. So the legal close of the acquisition was April this year. And positively, the Marsh business has benefited from, I would suggest, the resource of the Jardine Lloyd Thompson business, and equally the large Jardine Lloyd Thompson business has benefited from the diversity of portfolios that we respectively had. So it was a very good fit. So there was really, really not much overlap at all, which is perhaps not in every single product line, but in the credit product line, it was a very natural fit. Mm-hmm. So that was great for us.
So looking at mergers like yours, how has the consolidation of the private insurance market changed the way consumers seek private insurance?
Well, so I guess you might perceive that it gives them less choice because the two becoming one is one less. But actually, there's so much capacity coming into the market, I don't actually think it's had a material impact. So we still continue to have new buyers come into the insurance market on a regular basis. We have over 60 insurers to choose from now. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3 acquisitions a year or consolidations a year isn't actually moving the needle. We still have enough choice. Mm-hmm. So if it changes appetite or it changes a balance sheet rating, then that's more tricky. But it tends not to. So touch wood, it's a kind of, we don't tend to miss a step as a market.
It hasn't made it cheaper or easier for consumers?
I don't think it has. I really don't think it's had a material impact. Yeah. I think, and unless you were specifically aligned with two insurers that have consolidated, then that may cause an internal aggregation point. But that's, I think, they're exceptional circumstances.
So looking at these kind of mergers, is there a reason why we're seeing this happening?
Well, I think with the broking market as well as the insurance market, we're in a cycle of consolidation in terms of stakeholders. I would suggest on the bank side, it's a relatively mature market in terms of key buyers. Unlike the corporate world, where you have a world of corporates, there's really maybe between 10 and 20 financial institutions that really move the needle in terms of putting revenue into the insurance market. Mm-hmm. Once you have that capacity, and that capacity pool essentially, although it may fluctuate, as long as it doesn't reduce to the point where it causes an issue, then it continues to function.
So does the market benefit from these mergers, or is it just sort of,
I think they can benefit from those markets. I think from these mergers, I think when you have perhaps a smaller institution who felt restrained by the parameters of their own business model and their own balance sheet, and you're acquired by a much larger organisation or a larger organisation, then the upside is you're subject to a much larger balance sheet and a much more flexibility, you would hope, going forwards. That would be the point, really. I mean, I suppose the danger with our product line is that it's a minority product line, typically within big insurance companies as well, and the broking houses. The property and casualty lines are the majority lines by some way. They dwarf the relevance of the credit business within both brokers and insurance. Although it might be very profitable, it's still a relatively modest product line. And so the danger is that a new owner may not immediately see the value of a smaller product line. But that tends to be, once that process is undergone, that tends to be an educational process that typically works the right way.
What opportunities are you seeing in the trade finance market, especially going into the new year?
So we're trying to work much more closely on portfolios of risk, as aside from single transactional business, which is the way that the market traditionally operates. So we're much more interested in bundling, packaging portfolios of trade finance risk, and trade finance risk lends itself to that on the basis of its commoditized nature. It's a very neat asset class to fit into a package or a portfolio.
And finally, what are the greatest challenges to brokerages in the private market?
Well, so you have to add value. As an insurance broker, you have to continuously add value. Not being an intermediary means that you need to be an intermediary for good reason. And clearly moving things on and off your desk doesn't add a huge amount of value. You need to be in a... So Marsh has been particularly active in new products like the AFIC, the Aviation Finance Consortium solution, which is a unique solution in the market. So we're constantly developing and looking at other ways to add value and bring new things to our clients to complement the transactional business that we have. So that's the biggest danger, is that we consider ourselves as purely a transactional business.